Travis is an inspiration to all of us, and his foundation is just fantastic to see the grants that are given out, you know, every month, and then the amount of money that's raised for research. I'll tell you, you know, Vermont's a special place, and the people that have come out, the people that have donated are just one heck of a group.
It's a great story. I'd love to hear from you. I mean, of all the things in the world, what made you choose working with Travis Roy? How did that relationship start?
It started with, I have two boys and a daughter, and the two boys played hockey for many years. So I knew Travis's story. And then I read his book, 11 Seconds, which is how long his career lasted at BU. And then I thought, at that time, we had had a couple of events, and we sort of realized, wow, this place is great for fundraising. And I loved Travis's story, the book, and I called his foundation, talked to Art Page, the trustee at the foundation, and said, hey, how would you like to bring a team to Boston and try something out? And he was great. He did. He put a team together, came up. We had seven teams. We raised $4,000 the first year.
Wow.
And here we are, you know, 18th year, and we've raised over $5 million for the Travis Roy Foundation.
And they're looking to break $6 million this year, potentially.
Yes, yes, that's right. And I'll tell you, it's just incredible. You know, you can't really explain it in words. And you know, because of the support of the community, the expenses for the tournament are very small, you know, for that amount of money. It's almost all, you know,
donated, yeah.
Donated.
And when you think of what, as you talked about, what this started out as, something you just built just out of your love of baseball and Fenway Park and just have some fun, and turning it into this incredible event, raising literally millions of dollars for a great cause.